Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello, welcome to our Season 5, Episode 26.
Ramble Time, the movie. So stay Trobo Night. That's all I got.
I can work on
Trobo Night.
Ramble Time, the movie, seriously. Tokuwetsu? I don't even know what Toku is. This is just a show about Arrow.
I'll be sitting out a lot in the show.
I was trying to think of like different characters from all these shows with R's that start in their names. I'm like Roy, and like and try to make a new title, but I was just too dumb to think of one.
Roy,
and I was like, if Rory was still on Doctor Who, it could just be Roy, Rory's, and Rambles.
Rook,
damn it, Roy's, Rooks, and Rambles. I don't know.
Oh, Rook.
Anyway. One-ups.
Let's do liquor.
That's a new one.
Well, that's Brian's most up-to-date one-ups, actually.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I just watched some on Netflix.
Oh, God.
One had a knife. The other one
is Sonic
that breaks glass. It's really kinky.
So is your mom. She's really into me.
Okay.
Ow.
She wants the D. I had to give it to her.
This is thrilling.
Bought some Pokemon cards. I bought Shift Car Set 2 off of Amazon. This is life now.
Where are you going to go when AmiAmi forgot that they sell Toku toys? I think
real,
the people in charge of the Toku section are the animal control people of Parks and Rec.
I mean, Shift Car Set 2 has been out since the third week of October, I think. And AmiAmi still doesn't have a listing for it.
I don't know what to say to that.
That reminds
like,
me.
I wish that was a joke.
Angel Jr.
HSA order of what?
The shift car set.
Shift car set too.
Oh, I look, I'm not understanding what you're saying unless you speak in a different language.
Beep, bop, boot, murder.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. I understand
yeah,
murder.
That's weird. I mean, it was $22.50, but when you start factoring in Japanese shipping, it worked out to be about the same, so whatever, I got that out of the way. But yeah, outside of that, in Pokemon cards, I haven't been, like, up to anything, or I've just been watching Arrow forever.
You have failed this city.
See, I haven't because...
Destroys computers?
I've been doing my civic duty.
Duty.
Watching Arrow, so... My entire week has consisted of Arrow, Fantasy Life, and a little bit of Hyrule Warriors. That was my entire week. Oh, I went to the zoo.
Brian's striving to fit in Ramble Time, so...
Steal snake venom.
So that he could poison Laurel because she's annoying.
She really is. That's a
Your
different
mom's
topic.
Annoying.
So, yeah, I don't have anything else, so...
You naked little bitch.
Okay, let's see. I'll come up with something this week. As far as purchases go, I finally got a Trideron. Kevin texted me they had it last night, and I missed it. But then it was there this morning at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning, which was pretty surprising. So yeah. I got that, at least.
When I saw it, I was like, ooh, bye. And I bought it because I was like, I wanted a car. And then I was like,
Honey, I bought a new car.
That's right. I bought a car for my cars. I hadn't talked to Dawson in a while, so I didn't want to just go buying it for him, and so I just did a text alert, and I didn't even actually go back to the page to see if there was any left after I bought mine.
It's like the equivalent of when you get an Amber Alert on your phone, except it's actually important.
I texted Dawson. I was like, try it on, Ami Ami. And he's like, okay. Well, I missed it. I'm like, well, fuck you, I got one.
I know, that's essentially what Kevin does. He's not like, oh, too bad. He's like, psh, I didn't, loser.
He's like, I missed it. I'm like, I didn't. So I got one. You can live vicariously through me. And he texted me this morning. I got one. Haha.
I've had damn mine, it. So.
Damn it, Brian. You know
Brian, you can eat my balls, okay?
Nom.
But, oh, God. It's got this mental picture. And let's see, in-person stuff, there hasn't been a whole lot. I was at Walmart today, and I picked up the little Walmart-exclusive Hogwild set for Skylanders, because it comes with a little mini-dude, and I like the mini-dudes, so I didn't know that was even... I didn't even know it existed, so I just bought it, and I got the Legendary Yu-Gi-Oh! Collection for 5Ds, because 5Ds is the best. I got Advanced Warfare a
Legendary Collection
ago.
Behind, I don't know.
I've been playing that the past few days. I've been watching... I got back to Lost Galaxy. I'm just about to be on the 10th power, so I'm on at least a part I somewhat care about. I like really want to get through these so I get to the Disney seasons. And I've also been watching Abba Ranger slowly and hanging out with Rakio.
Abba Ranger.
And Cougar Town as usual. So my interests are pretty all over the place. But yeah, that's about the it.
As for me, I have been pretty much the same old. I did get all my drive stuff, all that stuff been reviewed and everything in my Oki box. That stuff's going up now. I got a tried around, like I said. I have put in at the Mandrake store to get a shift car set 2 and a TK-02.
I prefer Kari, to be honest. TK kind of got annoying in season 2.
Waiting to hear back about that. And then
more
I'm trying my hand at the HLJ lottery like Shuki to see about the November thing. So we'll see if that actually works out or not. And I've been playing a lot of Pokemon. The last time I was actually on the show, I beat Soul Silver, so I've been doing cancer.
That makes it sound like you haven't been here in years.
I know, right? I've just been doing everything still, like, crazy person. It's been insane keeping track of it, but it's so much fun. Trying to think. We went to Target the other day for dog food, and we get there, and Kaylee sees where we are, and she goes, "Are we here to get Daddy more Power Ranger keys?" Like, that's our first reaction when we got to Target, is that that's what we're there for. Just automatically we're there to buy toys.
Apparently that's what Target's for, is Power Ranger keys.
That's really all you do.
Ranger keys.
Just go here to buy toys. I said, sure, let's go do that. Why not? Let's go look for keys. I think that's most of what I've been doing. I'm trying to think if I bought anything else. I'm still looking for Tiger Claw. I still can't even find that son of a bitch. Like, I feel like he's packed one figure per case, and it's just taunting me.
More like one figure per Casey. Classic.
Anyway, moving along. I'm just going to ignore the things Dawson says that are stupid.
Sorry, everything.
Yeah. So, I finished the latest season of Big Brother on my DVR. Brian, do you watch Big Brother?
Yes.
But do you know if
does that show piss you off as much as it pisses me off?
How so?
Well, because, okay, I don't know, I've been watching it since, like, the end of Big Brother 3, right? When that gay black guy was all like, I'm not going to use the veto, and then he got himself kicked out because he was on the fucking block but didn't want to use the veto.
Yeah.
The veto?
Like
the
all right. Well, for, like, years after that, like, people would... Just kind of, they'd vote, they'd be like, is this little group over here, this little group over here, and they kind of go back and forth. The past couple of seasons, it's been like, here's just one, half the house is one giant alliance, and then nobody wants to, like, not be a unanimous vote. They all go around and they're like, okay, every week, that dumb Asian lady that hosts the show is just like, by a vote of 12-0. Person's name, you are evicted from the Big Brother house. Then you come back next week by a vote of 11-0. What the fuck? Why can't...
Yeah, like, last season in particular was basically a series of unanimous votes.
Like, everyone was like, but if I dissent from the house, they're not going to care if it's my best friend. If I dissent from the house, they're going to come after me.
It's like the mafia.
like, you just seem like a douchebag. Like, you won't even throw your best friend a sympathy vote. Like, the chick you've been macking on the whole summer. I'm sorry, honey, I can't vote for you to stay. The whole house told me they're voting for you to leave. And in the off chance they actually do that, I'll have the one vote. They'll know it's me, and then they're all going to fuck over me. Like, before, it'd be like, oh, there's a vote of, like, 8-2, and everyone's like, who are the two votes? Who voted for you? I thought only one person was going to vote for them to stay. And then they, like, it's like a fucking murder mystery. Like, who the fuck was the other vote? Like, it's really annoying. I'm like, this is stupid. Like, why am I watching this? There's no dissent. There's no – I mean, I guess there's conflict, but it was just like –
Yeah, last season in general is probably, like, one of the worst seasons I've ever watched of that show.
Like, I get it. We pretend it's not scripted, but this is really stupid. Like, like, come on, guys. Like, it was just really, really annoying. Pissed me off.
Like, it was to the point where everyone in that house was so fucking stupid that the producers couldn't even, like, make a good show. Like, they couldn't rig a good show because everyone was just a slave to each other.
They really were. It was terrible. Like, I've never seen anything like it in all these different seasons. Like, there was no, like, playing anything. It was, okay, we decided so-and-so's gonna leave. Okay, that's fine. Let's do that. All right, so you're good with that? Yeah, it's fine. You know, like, that's, like, your one friend in the house. You, like... That's all you do is you just hang out with them. Yeah, no, it's good. Let's vote him out.
It's fine.
Okay then. I guess that's decided. Great. Well, let's do it. That was easier than I thought. What's for dinner? Like, I mean, they're just like fucking tools. I'm like, these people suck. But yeah, so I think now I'm gonna go on to Hell's Kitchen. I got the whole previous season plus the one that's airing.
I've barely been watching the one that's airing. I keep forgetting it's on.
Yeah, that's why I got the DVR going. Although I think my DVR forgot to record South Park this week. I'm kind of pissed off about that. Of course, last week it recorded like an entire fucking like hour and a half instead of just recording the one episode with the goth kids. Because Comedy Central put it on as like an hour and a half marathon of goth kids episodes. All to get to their Halloween special. Like, oh, okay. Like, theme song reminded me of something Dawson would talk about. Like, nothing matters. It's all about death. Everyone's going to die. I'm like, oh, shit.
Sounds just like me. It's not even like, that's not even joking. Like, my tone sounds joking. That's just true.
I'm like, well, this is fun.
Just say no. Yeah. Always live less.
That's right. That's Dawson. Dawson's motto is fuck life.
You know, that's right.
This is how we fluff out the show.
This really is.
You're talking about Big Brother and death.
I've been sitting here for 2 weeks wanting to mention the whole Big Brother thing, and I'm like, God damn it, I can't.
You know what our listeners need to hear about? Big Brother.
Big Brother. Well, you know, I was like, last week, I really think I like stared at too many computer screens or something, because my eyes were burning.
They just call it Big Nissan.
That's just a large car.
It's really confusing because, yeah, damn it, I was just going to say that.
Upset. Well, I stole your bit, so fuck off. But yeah, I couldn't even keep my eyes open and miss last week's program. I really feel like I did something. I bought Kaylee at the Dene from Walmart.
I told you it was your turn.
I found the Dene, well, and then, like, she was in the bathroom, I came back, and I'm like, look what I found, she's like, the Dene, and so we're walking around Walmart, and the whole time, and so she's talking to it, and I had to sit there and talk back to her as the Dene, so I had to sit there the whole time, like, nah.
In the store,
I'm walking
around, so that didn't look weird,
dear lord,
she's riding around on the basket, and I got the little thing in my hand, and I'm like, you know, every time it talks and I'm moving it around, I'm like, ah, nah, nah. And it's like her best friend now, though. The Dene plays on her little leap pad with her, and she carries it around the house.
Use the touch controls. This is madness.
She showed the Dene how to use the leap pad. She's all into it. She thinks she's like Bonnie now.
What is she doing? The Dene doesn't talk back.
CPR?
She just looks at me and waits for me to respond to her. Or she repeats her question over and over again until I answer. But the Dene has to answer her. It's kind of funny, though.
It's a thrilling life.
Look, I was out in the den the other day doing... What was I doing? Oh, I just finished cleaning something. I had the TV off because I didn't feel like putting anything on. I'd finished Big Brother and was aggravated. And I was sitting at the table, and I'm all sitting in the other room. I hear, Froki, use bubble attack. Froki! Like, what the hell is she doing? And she's here, Pikachu, use thunderbolt. And she did the Pikachu voice. I'm like, what in God's name is that child doing in her room? Like, she had the entire Pokemon show going on in there. I'm like, what the fuck?
The plot was probably better than an average filler.
Probably. Kaylee is fairly creative. Like, it was just adorable, and now she's got her own little Dedenne to go with her Pikachu plush. But, yeah. If Aerosol were here, Aerosol's one of us would be like, pass. Nothing cool happened to me. I'm trying to avoid telling fun stories anymore.
He's probably really a superhero, and we just don't even know it. Or a supervillain. He kind of looks like Dr. Evil. Like, he looked like he could be a villain. Like, I think he's, like, in the grand scheme of things, he's going to turn against us like Kevin, and he was really a plant. Not like, you know, grows out of the ground, but like, you know.
Like, he's like Wildvine?
Yes, exactly. He was here to interrupt our workouts. We're going to steal space weeds, so he's going to, you know, report us.
Hey, bro. We're all bros.
I want to be in the prison where my sentence is to only eat cheeseburgers. That was what? Their sentence. Their punishment for those guys that were in the plumber jail and they only got cheeseburgers.
They have meatball subs.
Oh, that still sounds good.
That's all Rook was eating, and then the dude's like, bro, you shouldn't eat meatballs. All these meatball subs. It's not healthy. And then Ben started doing it.
This is also how I feel about the show. We talk about meatball subs.
So, Dawson, about Dawson the nudes. Subway.
There's nudes.
Not very
I'm
much.
Nude.
There was the Tomashi show. And they showed stuff.
There's Beetleborgs babies.
They basically showed, like,
half the Metal Heroes.
Everything possible.
They showed the rest of the Go Rangers and Sun Falcon.
Because that's what we need in life.
It's the worst.
That's how you know
need more people with bath toys.
Aren't dead. People with bath toys?
Yeah, because their weapons look like bath toys.
Oh, ha 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 ha. Why am I laughing at that?
Because they're terrible. They're like the worst. Might as well just give us SHGR's old people. Weapons, they're terrible.
Oh,
have you seen them? It's just like a red ball, a stick. I think he's got like something yellow. I don't know.
That's probably his penis. But yeah, so
like I said, they bad boys.
They had that. They showed a bunch more Metal Heroes. Apparently, there's a Gavin Renewal for some reason because we need that. They showed Jaspion.
Espeon, Jolteon.
Spielbon.
They showed Spielbon. They showed Mad Gallant, who's from Spielbon. I don't know who the fuck Mad Gallant is because I'm not up on Spielbon.
I thought he was from Jaspion.
No, I thought he was from Spielbon. I don't know. He's from one of those shows. And then they had Metalder.
These names are dumb.
And then they had G-Stag and Rettle from B-Fighter. And apparently today I saw a picture of Jan Person and
Beetleborg. I'll go back to Jan. I hate Jan.
He's from Jaspion.
Jan has plastic boobs.
Well, lick my testicles, okay?
The Beetleborg figures look really good.
They do.
Yeah, it makes me happy. They also showed the rest of the bikes for the show riders, like all of them.
And the big car rider.
I want to barf all over them and just let it settle to ruin them with my barf. That was too much.
The fuck are you doing, dog?
I thought you were talking to me.
Are you doing street now?
What are you doing, dog? No, like my dog.
I don't know how to talk hood. I only talk about the streets.
I'm not actually from there. I'm a poser.
But it was a lot of Metal Heroes. Like, you're not even kidding when Toei and Bandai is like, "This is the rise of the Metal Heroes." It's fucking happening. Like,
they're still trying.
They're trying to the point where they'll just make every single fucking Metal Hero ever in a figure form. Here's Kabutech.
For me, it's like, hey, look, there's two VR troopers and then a bunch of people with funny names I can make fun of.
It kind of makes me happy only because of how pretty they are. Like, Blue Beat and Black Beat and the Space Sheriffs look really pretty. So to see some of the other ones, because a lot of the Metal Hero designs are pretty neat and they're all shiny and shit, makes me happy. But I don't know if I'm going to get them. I mean, I'll probably get the other Beetleborgs. But I don't know if I'm going to necessarily go get, like, Juspian and...
I'm getting all the Beetleborgs. I might get the VR Troopers, but I don't really care about anybody that wasn't in VR Troopers. It's, like, a really lame show, I'd prefer that, I guess, to the other stuff. I think it's weird that they're showing stuff from that weird third B-Fighter series that before they would show anything from Metallics.
Because then they've gone Metallics.
I think the only reason Kabutech's there is because apparently next year's an anniversary.
God, but the fucking anniversaries! Let's let it go! Have they not seen Frozen? Dear God, that's what the song was about. It was about anniversaries.
Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door.
Let it go, Power Rangers.
I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on.
It's only a matter of time before it hit our show.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Plays in Walmart, for God's sake. My favorite song is the one where they say, it's a fixer-upper, and then they speak gibberish. What the fuck are those trolls saying?
No one really knows. Kaylee knows. Kaylee knows all the songs.
She speaks their language.
Where probably. She's a little troll sometimes.
But I want the Beetleborg Metallics. Because then they got Metallics.
I do hope they make better Kabuto ones, because I really dig the Metallic suits a lot. So.
Well, I want the Astroborgs and Mantrons.
I want to figure out
Astroborgs and Mantrons.
And then he can make me more art.
Mantrons and Astroborgs.
Les Stroud. That's fucking Survivor Man. Art Fortunes. Okay, Art Fortunes was a weird character. Both of them were. They didn't even look related.
That's because in real life they're not.
What? But that show is based on true events.
It's like how Blue Dawson's mind. It's like when
hashtag
they told
childhood ruined.
It's like when they told Blake Johnny's middle name is not Young.
What?
There was basically everything from Drive currently.
Yeah. So it's just him?
Multiple forms
Chaser
of him
was there.
And Chaser, Tridoron, Chaser's bike.
Mastodon.
Masternator.
Almost everything from Gaim. Like,
yeah.
Basically every suit from Gaim besides 15 and Dark Jimba, I think, were the only
the
two
one
that
I want.
Weren't there.
It's Dark Jimba. Like, so easy to make.
What? Sigurd, Malika, Knuckle, Mars, Kamuro, Jam, Dark Jimba, Suika.
Dark Jimba.
I wanted to figure out to the entire Pawnee City Council, but then
I
had Jam.
Said Dark Jimba was there.
I read that he wasn't there.
Well,
I want him because he's super easy to make, and I have no idea why, but I really like that suit. I don't really want jam. I hope they. I would if they make an AC jam, I'd buy it, just so I can jam all my figures. Arm chain but, jammed.
I'm trying to think what you know. Like they just had all these. All the Gaim stuff there.
But did they have figure arts Councilman Hauser? Because that's all I care about.
I don't know what's happening right now. I'm scared.
Hey douche, Councilman Hauser. Seriously, I never noticed like the third time I rewatched any of them that she keeps running into him in really embarrassing moments.
What the fuck is happening,
Councilman Hauser?
Somebody help!
Hauser jammed.
There was a couple of DBZ ones.
Super Saiyan 4 Goku.
Yeah, Super Saiyan 4 Goku. Couple different forms of Super Buu.
I'm excited for those.
Mystic Gohan.
I haven't been keeping up with the Dragon Ball ones very well. But
Vegito just got put up for pre-order.
Because I love Super Saiyan 4's design, and Super Buu's my favorite.
Yeah, I'll probably get Gohan just because that's one of my favorite designs of Gohan, so I'll probably pick him up. But
which Gohan is this?
Adult like, Gohan.
Adult. Oh. Close.
After
like douchebag Gohan.
After Kai like trained him by like meditating over him after he broke that sword. Oh no! Yeah, he did the dance. Ah, that's right. Okay. I forgot how it went because Gohan's like, I got this sword, and then Goku's like, here, let's try to break it. Except that's not what happened. But.
Yeah.
Hashtag soccer moms.
SIC Birth was there. He's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll pick him up just because of Date. I want SIC abs. I want my abs to be stylized.
Hurricane and Land were there, too. A lot of Garo crap. Like, there was a couple Makai Kato's, but there was figure art Garo
items. They're doing more figure art Garo, which is kind of weird.
Didn't they just do one?
They did Garo they Zero, and then Koga's dad's version of the suit. Those were the three that they made. And they at this show, they showed off Ryuga's suit, which I might actually get just because I love Series 3 so much. And then the new design from the anime were the two that they showed.
I actually am the anime, so.
Okay,
that's
cool.
You probably didn't know that. They don't like to talk about that a whole lot, but I am the anime.
Also, I am Transformers. I say that, but there was so much at the show to the point where I highly doubt all this is going to get released.
I still don't think it was quite the level of that one where they showed, like, Futo-kun and
Banana
the Rebel Gary. Like, that one had everything that never came out.
That one had...
I think that one had Saga and G3 Mild.
Max Kabuto.
Yeah, Masked Form Kabuto.
Banana Axel.
Banana Axel, Futo-kun, Rebel Gary. The other part of the Hard-Boiler that never came out.
They showed Masked Form of Kabuto... And now they've gone all the way back to just making Kabuto again.
Like, they said, fuck it.
I have no idea. Like, I honestly want to, like, know what goes on back there. Like, how they pick what they show and then give up on. And how they pick how they release things. Like, it's so random. I swear to God, it's, like, out of the hat system.
Pretty much.
I want them to do Sentai figure arts that are Power Rangers and not Sentai... old people.
So like,
unless they come with
a
figure arts walker.
You want Titanium Ranger.
No. Please, God, no.
Because that's what you just said, is you want Sentai figure arts that are Power Rangers and not Sentai. So you want
like,
Titanium
Ranger. Anything after G-Ranger, like anything before doesn't even count. Well, I guess
audience,
the new part. Let's just release him as figure arts new powers.
SHF Titanium Ranger.
No.
No.
I can't believe you, Dawson.
No.
Dawson is the newest member of the Red Fisher fan club.
He's a dumb name.
We possibly have a look at Mach's suit. From what looks. Wow. to wasn't even close. Be a it wasn't like an uncut copy of the
uncut penis
the box art. And
looks kind of cut to me.
it's got that shape to it.
The penis?
Yes, that was the joke. It's very white.
It's very simple.
That's my penis.
It is. Like, I mean, Drive's a pretty simple design as it is, but I think this one, the color scheme is inverted of type speed. It's white, or red on white instead of white on red. And it just makes the suit look very, very, very plain. And I don't know. I'll have to see the whole thing, and it always helps to see the suit move.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a different sort of look to it.
There's a lot of Speed Racer jokes floating around.
Go Speed Racer. Go Speed Racer. Go Speed Racer. Go.
Okay, we're on different parts of the song. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see how that looks. We got a supposed release date of February 17th for the Ranger DVDs.
Ugh, just stab me in the heart right now.
That's
everyone's excitement.
God,
my excitement's in my pants.
You can pre-order it right now.
I keep looking at you're not a true fan if you don't buy it. You're right, I'm not a fan.
Because your pre-order will guarantee more.
Go Kyger. That's everyone wants.
Everyone wants their American Go Kyger.
That's Super Mega Force. We got it already.
it's supposedly only costing $54.99, and Amazon has it for $38.49. So it's significantly cheaper than I was anticipating it was going to be. So that's kind of neat. Not that I'm excited, but the price is right at all if we do happen to get other sets.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I wanted to say that.
Boom.
So, wait, when I was perusing Twitter this morning. Well, I don't get on the Twitter a lot.
I don't get on the Twitter
these days because, working and such.
Baby's got to do what a baby's got to do. Tommy right. Pickles.
What was that I was seeing with somebody in Sierra Hana or something?
She was like, who's excited for the Legendary Battle? And then a bunch of fucking Gokaiger fanboys attacked her, probably. And yeah. She was just saying how people need to enjoy it for what it is. She was saying like they put a lot of work into it. And like
I saw her thing.
Basically, they can't control it. But when they were making it, they were, thinking about us. And it basically boils down to the actors were doing their best. But they can't control
like the
what
idea of Sierra Hana thinking about me while doing anything, really.
And then, it was just a bunch of Toku drama. You know how the Toku fandom be.
A lot of the direct drama on my feed was because of what Lavender Ranger said.
Uh-huh.
Which was basically, it was awful. No, I'm not excited. And, I mean, it's true. A lot of people aren't excited for it and don't really give a shit. But, I mean, at the same time, it's a situation where these are actors who act in this show. They don't write it. They don't produce it. They don't direct it.
Well, some of them act.
They're told what to do, and they do it to the best of their ability, which may be awful or it may be great.
Depends on if you're Niji or not.
Niji's my hero. The wind beneath my fucking wings, man.
Straight.
I can be your hero, baby.
And, Ciara's right. I mean, they try. They put a lot of work into it. And if you don't like it, it's not their fault. Unless you specifically hate said actor. You're like, your performance sucks. I just hate you and everything you stand for. You're an ugly sack of shit. Then, okay. That is
that's a bit much even for Niji, Brian. You shouldn't even talk to him like that.
That's legitimate, I guess. But to say that, no, I'm not excited for this because it sucks. And you're talking to the actor. I see both sides of the argument.
She's just trying to hype her own project. It's just really dumb when people answer stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just super obnoxious. We really just need a Brachio in the middle there being like, peace is love, brah. And then he goes back into the ocean.
Brachio is seriously the coolest thing ever. I want to find the toy for it now because I'm mad I never got it. Just
my,
so he can.
My stand-in is the Mega Bloks version.
He just needs to help me through life because I need a lot of help.
We know you do.
But yeah, it was really dumb. Like, it's the same equivalent of when people comment on the Power Rangers Facebook, where they're just trying. Well, also breaking news: the person who runs the Power Rangers Facebook is a lesbian. Tell by your haircut. Haircuts don't lie.
Who's a lesbian? Where do I get a lesbian?
The Power Rangers Twitter girl. Like, that's pretty fucking funny, actually. She tweeted her own personal stuff from the Power Rangers account. And I like to imagine that her personal account got a hashtag GoGo Power Rangers thing on there. Like, you know, like, get ready for this weekend. Go, go. And then, like, the fandom immediately jumped on it. Like, a freaking crack team. They're like, we found her information. Here's her home address and parents. I'm like, Jesus.
It's, what the hell? It's funny because he's not even kidding. Like, that legitimately happens. Like, this is who runs the account. Link to her personal Instagram. Link to Facebook. Link to...
Yeah, within, like, 3 minutes, like, I knew way too much about this girl. But I don't even know where I was going. Oh, yeah. I was talking about how, like, whenever the account just tries to hype the episode, because they're supposed to, they'll be like, look forward to the new episode tomorrow. And everyone's like, no, sucks. Post pictures of Gokaigers. God damn it. I hate those people. Gokaigers fans are, like, the worst human beings on Earth.
But
they're like,
it's awesome. The Gokaigers are the best because they speak Japanese.
Speaking Japanese automatically makes you better. Japan's so much better. Even though it's, like, really, everyone's really close together and it's always gray there. What happened? Why is it always gray?
But their toys are so much better. And their toys are so much better and higher quality. You should not support Bandai of America.
It's also four times the price. So.
And four times the gray?
Just so, in speaking of Ciara, she mentioned
it's
today
hot.
That...
extended version.
Noah's actor did too. That they just wrapped up a like last minute ADR session for an extended episode.
They're just redoing the ending where they don't show the mother dying and Ted doesn't end up with Robin. So
there you go.
they probably just changed the ending to cut out JDF because of shenanigans.
Yeah,
Noah's
right.
Gonna voice over JDF. Actually, it's Troy, and it just says his line is they're just all replaced by "Do you see any tears?"
He just calls out his ambassadors.
So who knows? Some people are like, "Oh, it's going to be a holiday thing," and some people are like, "Oh, they extended the legendary battle because we bitched about it." I don't fucking know.
I love how people think they matter.
I know a lot of stuff was cut from the legendary battle supposedly because it was originally designed to be a longer episode. From what I heard, but...
And I've heard a couple of actors said they had more lines, and I'm going to assume that Hector and Brittany had lines at one point, because they wouldn't fly them out there just to fucking have their face be there. They could Photoshop that shit.
Yeah, that,
just
that's...
do a CGI Tron thing.
I was thinking that...
I mean, they could find any short person to be Brittany Myrtle.
All the signs point to it being the extended legendary battle. Whether it ends up on like Nick.com or a DVD or something.
Oh, please not Nick.com. I'll never see
it. I don't know, but
it'll take you 3 hours to watch it.
Something's gonna happen. That maybe supposedly.
Sounds concrete.
Concrete.
Like
something's gonna happen. Maybe supposedly.
I wouldn't mind seeing an extended version. Like. I didn't necessarily bother by the no lines in the... I haven't seen the episode, just what I've heard, but no lines when they all kind of walked up to him. But I was bothered that the Samurai Rangers didn't even get one of those rescue scenes. Like,
yeah.
It's what, a 3-second scene of them rescuing someone and turning to the camera and a helmet? Did they run out of, like, helmet CGI budget?
Yeah, I'm sure
they spent it all on Tommy.
I'm sure they filmed a scene with them.
Yeah, just it seems weird to just exclude them. Oh, well, we'll find out.
The whole budget went to changing the color of that stripe.
And didn't that, like, Bat and Sun suit have a giant stripe on it?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my god, so cool. One stripe on the old suit. Trials are ruined!
That's the fandom.
To be fair, though, that suit is pretty badass.
Because they're childhood. Childhood?
Childhood?
I'm saying it like... Oh my
Donkey
god,
Brian,
they're
childhood?
Dee Dee, my childhood is ruined. Oh, I'm never saying childhood normal again. Childhood.
What have I done?
Classic Pilo. Childhood.
The people just don't want their childhood touched.
Thanks, Dexter.
I don't want my childhood touched. I'd rather have Brian touched by an angel.
Oh,
Brian, you gonna be touched by an angel?
Every day.
If Brian lived in Starling City, he'd call Oliver the Hood.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I can't even. Oh.
Me either.
Oh god, okay, there's oh wow, shit. There was no superhero time this week because of relay races.
Those are important.
Isn't that just like, what is this, field day? Do they just broadcast field day from schools?
I think so. Oh, fucking field day. I just fucking walked around. I was like, run and shit. I'm like, no.
Sounds like Ryan.
Damn straight. So that'll be back next week. There really wasn't anything new worthwhile to discuss in its place. The Shire of Van. There we go.
The Shire?
The Shire of Van.
The Paul Schreier movie came out.
I'm going to watch that.
But I haven't watched it yet, so.
The Paul Schreier movie?
Yes.
It's about ice cream truckers.
The Paul Schreider movie. That would be actually.
Are his abs in it?
I really want to watch the Schreider movie for reasons that make me excited.
Is it Dante's abs?
Yeah. That's why.
Do Dante's abs make you want to masturbate?
You know what's really confusing? Is that a Matthew McConaughey movie where they're like, the Earth's going to explode. I'm like, from what? They never explain what's wrong with Earth.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh. Like, is this a...
Earth just can't handle Matthew McConaughey.
Like, the trailers are so vague. They're like, the world's going to explode, so I better go off running into space with lesbian Catwoman. I want to see it just to find out what it's about.
I like lesbian Catwoman.
Like, why is Earth going to explode?
Yeah, nobody's going to tell. Because he keeps getting work, and no one knows how or why.
Apparently he was really good in True Detective. I personally like False Detective, but whatever.
I personally like Con Air Double.
None of the above detective is just flat. It's so noncommittal. What are we talking about?
Matthew McConaughey. I don't know.
I was about 3 seconds from doing a CSAP joke, and I'm pretty sure no one knows what the CSAPs are.
The C-section joke? What?
No, CSAPs. It's like the standardized tests. I don't know. They have like different ones in different universes.
Is that one of those like Colorado weed tests?
Do they call them like by state? Are they like the MSAPs for Michigan?
I don't know what they call them now. Ours were called the MEEP tests.
MEEP? Oh my god, that's amazing. Why weren't ours called MEEPs?
I think it was the Michigan Educational Assessment Program.
Oh, I hate those. Like, you have 3 days set aside. They're like, eat spearmint gum and lemon heads. I eventually opted out, like, in high school. I'm like, I'm not going to take it anymore. They're like, you realize this hurts the school, right? And I smiled and said, yes. Stupid. If it was called MEEPs, I would have stayed. Fucking the Roadrunners, like, mediating this.
We did the Iowa test.
Iowa? I thought you were in Louisiana.
I am.
Plot twist.
So what, you took Iowa's tests, or?
I don't know. Like, it was the Iowa test.
I just sent Iowa's tests.
I swear to God, I can't make that up.
Iowa's like, paying Louisiana off to take their tests.
And it was so simple and easy. Like, I got like it was the same, like literally the same test with the same questions every year. Because by the time I was like, I finished high school, I remembered the questions. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Like, I got like a 99 on on like every section by the time I was done. I'm like, I hate you. Why am I doing this? You're wasting my time.
I think I filled mine out randomly near the end. Just tired of it.
Like, well, and then I remember my homeroom teacher my senior year got pissed off at me because, like, they give you snacks. I don't know if y'all would just give you snacks. Well, I don't eat breakfast. I especially don't eat whatever the fuck they were giving me, right? So here I am. I think I'm being nice and saying, all right, because I'm not going to eat it. It's just going to go to waste. So I'm like, no, I don't want that. Like, I can give it to somebody else who'll eat it. No, she fucking got pissed off because I was turning down something free. And they were giving it to me, and I was being rude by saying no. Like, but I'm not going to eat it.
Could have just played with it.
What a waste. Like,
they want you to waste Iowa's food.
They're like, fuck you, Iowa.
Everyone else wastes Iowa's food.
That's what I got out of this.
Really hated rules in, like, main school. You can't drink whatever. You can't eat. You can't go to the bathroom. What the hell? You can't tell me I can't go to the bathroom.
You can't pull your penis out in the middle of class. Like, who?
That's
who
the worst one.
That?
It needs to breathe. God. We've gotten off track.
Like, I mean, I heard stories of somebody who, like, would walk around behind the art teacher with his balls hanging out and she didn't even notice, but...
That was you.
No, it wasn't me. I didn't take
art. Tell us the story last week.
I haven't talked to you in a week.
Damn it, Kevin. Keep the lie alive.
Keep the drive alive.
Can't. It's not on.
I'm Jesus. I think. I don't know where I am.
Okay.
I'm scared. Go, go, Trobo Knight.
Now it's time for Trobo Knight Summary Jukey.
Trobo
Knight.
Trobo Knight forever.
This episode was literally Trobo Knight the Overlord. It was the Trobo Knight love story. Like, it was
those fight scenes.
It was a year and a half worth of Trobo Knight goodness finally built up and released in climax of epic proportions.
When you have that kind of a build up, you need to just have a release. I know,
it's already happened.
It had to. So this is Rack is back. Well, Rock is again. Back. See, Rock it, is it just back. Works so much better when you go Rack in the sense.
Back again.
When you say Rock, you sound like you're fucking Dracula.
Rock is back.
Ooh. 1, 2, 3 victims. Wahaha.
You the Count from Sesame Street? What are you doing?
Basically.
Oscar, an accountant.
This was great. Like, I agree with everyone that said it was kind of like the best episodes of Super Mega Force, which is awful because it really wasn't like a Super Mega Force episode. It was a normal Mega Force episode. But it did a lot of really great things. And, I mean, we talked about this last week with basically all the build-up, and this was more or less just a lot of fighting and Trobo Knight shipping, which I'm always fine with. And despite the fact that the scene with Troy fighting Robo Knight was more or less just a direct rip right down to the fact that he started glowing for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, I want to know why he was glowing.
Just power from the Morphic Grid.
Yeah,
I feel like he got radiation poisoning. Like,
probably, that's it.
I feel like there was some sort of storyline the original writers had about Troy being special somehow with the dreams and the glowing.
Yeah,
but they got fired.
They all got fired.
They got fired for writing stories.
Basically, I think that's what happened.
But you know, maybe it's because it's been so long, and I wasn't like really invested in it. But I felt like the Trobo Knight. I mean, didn't mean to say that the Troy Robo Knight like relationship. I felt more. that sounds really weird to say connected to it. Like, I felt more like it meant more than when Alita was helping Gosei Knight.
Yeah. No, I get it. And what I wanted to say was, despite the fact that that scene was more or less a rip from Ghost Ager, it was still an amazing scene.
Yeah. Like,
they reshot all of that because Troy was fighting instead of Alita, obviously. And it was just really well done on... I mean, Robo Knight's voice actor was just, like, talking through a filter, so you can't really get a whole lot of emotion from him. But even then...
Yes, you can.
Andrew Gray did really great here.
Yeah.
And say what you will about his previous acting in the seasons, but he pulled it off really damn well here. I just really liked that scene as a whole. Like, it was just really well done.
Yeah, so did I. I think in general, just the whole storyline, even though, like, you know, he's essentially more or less, you know, actually just been completely absent for this whole time, but he was kind of kept in the back of your mind, and there was a lot of build-up to it, and I think that his relationship with Troy and then the whole Ranger team in particular I thought was more well done than the counterpart, just because I felt like in Ghost Ager it was a lot of them like being really annoyed by what a dick Gosei Knight was. But in this one it just felt more like sort of a mutual relationship of them helping him and him going to them for help instead of him just being a complete dick. And I thought this was a really good sort of climax to the story, and essentially, Megaforce's main story was about Robo Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just hate Alita.
That too, but I don't know, like I said, it's been a long time since I've seen it, so. But it might be one of those cases, like Decker, and that I just like what we did better. Now, I forgot what I was going to say, so I don't know why I'm still talking.
So basically, like, Orion is now Gosei Knight.
Oh, yeah, that reminded me of it. So, he sacrificed himself, but he's in the legendary battle now. But, did people say that he actually had spoken lines, or was that just Orion going Robo Knight?
He has spoken lines.
So how's he alive?
Like, from what I remember, I didn't watch it, but...
Did he train as a ninja Twitter, too?
Yes. is that, like, the scene played out like, Troy goes like, oh, Robo Knight, you made it, and Robo Knight says something, and then they go about fighting.
Wonderful, and beautiful.
So the guy that wrote these two episodes was the main writer for Megaforce.
Megaforce.
So they brought him back in so that, I guess, it could be coherent. And so his intention was to kill off Robo Knight. Robo Knight gave up his energy to save Orion, and yada yada. And then
and
so
his belt.
The next group of people come in to continue the show as they were, and in the finale they have Robo Knight appearing.
The galaxy's on Orion's belt.
It
is. Oh my god.
And so the
Man in Black,
the main writer here was like, that really kind of upset me. Because it was my intention for him to sacrifice himself, but nope, not anymore.
So when I watch it, my headcanon is just going to be Orion Ranger key changing into him. Even if he speaks, I'm just going to tune it out. Like, when he speaks, I'm just going to, like, put my hands over my ears and go, no, 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 like a little kid.
So basically,
I'm going to do this the adult way. but, yeah, that's pretty dumb. Like, even when shows change writers, I mean, more often than not, they're at least competent enough to remember something the previous person wrote.
Right.
Like, they knew what the people in Ultimate Alien wrote, but they didn't give a fuck and pissed all over it. But at least they acknowledged that it happened.
Yeah, it's really dumb. Like, I agree. Like, I'm not going to say as far as, like, oh, it ruins it, because I'm not really one of those people, but...
I'll do it.
It is upsetting. Like...
Yeah.
It's what they intended to do. It's what he wanted to do, and it's what they set up.
And it was such a good like storyline for Robo Knight.
Right.
Just good story end.
Like, it's such a simple thing that I don't understand why, but whatever.
Oh, well, he just had canon it.
But why they had to fuck with it?
But, yeah, they were... The whole two-parter I thought was really great. I really enjoyed it a lot. I think it's kind of a unique opportunity for... a show to get essentially get finale footage before a finale, and so it's going to make these whole last stretch feel pretty epic. And while there could have definitely been more preparation, I thought that the build-up for Robo Knight and even Vrak's appearance was still pretty significant, just because it's kind of like a, you know, they disappear for a while and they're in the back of your mind and then they show up and boom.
Go save boom, Lord.
Buy shit. Da-na-na-na.
I thought it was really great. I wish I had more to say, but a lot of the, I don't want to say epic happened in the first episode, but like I said, this was a lot of fighting.
Just funny because the episodes were called epics.
Yeah, it was. Noah got to be a badass again.
You know, one thing that is kind of funny, though, is that the Armada is attempting to conquer Earth, but Vrak was going to just destroy it.
It's like, I don't care. Like,
fuck this place.
I don't want it. I just want it gone.
Like, I guess he was just pissed because he had to do so many wardrobe changes.
It's like, it's blocking my view, so I need to destroy it.
I love the people that nitpick and they're like, they didn't edit out the angel feathers. I'm like, MMPR forgot an entire kid. Shut up. We're just an entire little fat kid who invaded our shores. But, yeah, it's done.
I like how that's your go-to. They forgot a kid.
Well, there's been plenty of editing, and like
there
we've
was that
talked about it
of,
before.
There was that episode of MPR that featured Dan randomly in the background.
Yeah, that happened too.
Like, especially early on, they really didn't address their theme. And so I don't have a problem with it as much as people do. It's another part of the burden of Sentai knowledge.
I am Sentai knowledge, so that's fine.
That's just true. And it's like true both ways, because you're also Sentai knowledge and a burden.
Wow, that's just hurtful.
Okay, well, it's set up so perfectly. Classic Pilo. Alright, well, we only got, what, 3 episodes left?
Yep.
This should at the very least be entertaining.
No.
Yes.
No. Hey, Mom.
All right, because now it's time for Ramble,
oh, bamboo,
Ramble,
bamboo,
Ramble,
bamboo,
time.
Bamboo time. Yeah. What the hell? Synced. Whoa. See, you made the kid cry. You see what happens
that's
when you mess with dark
that's
magic?
That's how awful your Ramble time was.
Pokemon.
To the magic.
They ended the summer camp. And
thankfully.
Thank God they defeated Tony Perkins. And they got Camp Hope back.
They popped the blob.
You know, this arc would have been a lot more enjoyable if it was just
it didn't
an
exist.
Entire
needs more Perkusizing.
Yeah, it was just an entire Heavyweights reference.
My name is Lost.
Like, I just got so tired of this arc, and I don't know, I didn't. Trevor and Tierno and whatever the fuck her name is.
Shauna.
Yeah, that chick.
Shauna Mulvey.
I wanted them to leave so many times, and they wouldn't leave.
So Ash decided to leave instead, and they just left the camp.
I mean, I enjoyed that Serena finally figured out that she serves no purpose in life, but as for
but
the rest
of it... She never resolved it. She's like, oh fuck, I don't have a purpose. Oh well.
I need a dream. Yeah.
Oh, like, well, I had enough dreams for all of us.
But that's fine.
Oh, did you hear a toilet flush? Dear God.
Oh, Kaylee didn't flush it, so...
It's finally happened. A toilet flush has made it on the air.
Well, I had to go behind
Kaylee.
Hashtag Kaylee,
professionalism.
But... Right. But yeah, I mean, there was... You know, it was just like a battle between everyone. That was kind of cool. But none of them know how to battle, so...
And I like how Serena's like, oh man, I didn't help at all.
She's like, I suck at this. And we're like, yeah, we've been saying that for months now, thanks. But she gets Pancham soon, so that's fine.
Her purpose is Pancham.
It really is.
It's her sole purpose in the show is just so we have a Pancham on the air.
I can't even think what the next storyline we're getting here is, but there's been at least a pretty decent string of at least stuff sort of semi-happening. But I don't have too much else
to
say.
Well, the next episode is the third gym, so.
Oh, sweet. They did a pretty good job of filling out the gap this time. Usually it's just like they always like stay at an old lady's house and help her find her Pokemon that ran away 3 years ago.
I wanted to find out that it was just like in the backyard tied to a tree.
Pretty much.
She forgot it was there. Like, oh, okay, cool.
It's a really random like thought, but I was always really disturbed by Sabrina's backstory when I was little.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was just like, she just made me feel uneasy. She didn't like spoons.
My sister just raped her Alakazam.
She just didn't like spoons.
She was just so creepy.
She really was. And those, that doll thing, that was weird. I was like terrified of that.
God, that's so disturbing.
I made her laugh. I went and I didn't even catch a haunter. I just carried one with me back from the Lavender Town, and it made her laugh. She was like, here's a badge.
I think that's like one of the very few times, potentially the only time that I remember that the game or the movie, god damn, I can't even get the medium right, the show, like, creepiness reminded me of, like, how creepy some of the elements of the game story can be if you read into it.
Like, yeah.
Some of the Lavender Town stuff, or, like, you can go through the games pretty easily without ever getting any of that, but then, like, once you actually read some of the descriptions or some of the intentions, it's like, holy crap, there's some disturbing stuff going on here.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, I just want Oras. I got my Oras demo, and then was done with it a little while later.
You can do it, like, 10 times and get more stuff.
I know. I need to do that, like, but...
sort of different battles-ish.
I got my Combust, I got my Blaziken, and I got my Glalie. I don't care.
You don't get to keep the starter.
I can do what I want with it. It's on my DS.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get to keep it. You don't get to transfer it. You can transfer Glalie all you want.
Well, I will transfer Glalie.
I like the idea of Kevin stubbornly yelling at the game to let him keep it, and he just never starts it because he's just so mad and trying to figure out how to cheat the system.
How do I get the Combusken?
It is mine. Fuck you. You fucking whore.
Speaking of Combusken, Ben 10.
Combusken!
Heat Blast was in one of these episodes.
Thank you, but that was the biggest talking point. I've only seen through the finale of Arc 7, which was the Mad Ben World thing.
Oh my god, how awesome was Mad Ben World?
What we learned is if Australia runs the world, we're fucked. Because they're just going to leave it as a wasteland.
Just like Australia.
I like how they don't really explain why he's Australian. Like,
I know. It's like, because they've made a point of showing us that all of the Ben timelines start from that same moment of when he found the Omnitrix. So they all have the same first episode, but you don't get to learn what happened in between. So he's just all of a sudden Australian and has taken over the whole world.
Like, I'd like to talk about a few things. For one, I really liked that I like how each Ben has his own color for some reason. Like, it's like the fucking lanterns or something. Like regular Ben's green. Ben 23 has that blue color. Mad Ben is orange. I just think it's kind of neat. If like, yeah, Albedo's red. You have like Gwen 10 who has like the pink because she's Gwen. Something about vaginas.
Pink taco.
Exactly. bloody hatchet wound. And
I like pink taco better. Sounds more appealing.
So I really like roast that.
Beef.
Oh my god. I love how they had to like convince Rook to not be a douchebag. And at the end he's like, you know what? Don't use contractions. It'll make you sound cooler. I'm like, okay.
It's like an episode of Schoolhouse Rock there.
So that was fun. It occurred to me that I never did get to talk about Blue Kitchen Driba. Go to Area 51. That was one of my favorite episodes I've seen yet. Just
was
because
that like a long time ago?
It was a while ago, yeah. But when I forgot to talk about it, because I missed that week y'all talked about it, and then I forgot to talk about it, and I realized it like the day after I recorded. I'm like, shit, I didn't talk about Blue Kitchen Driba. Love those guys.
I just forgot the... Yep.
Wasn't that the episode that had, like, Young Max in it?
Yeah. I loved everything about that episode because it had Blue Kitchen Driba so heavily. and just their sheer stupidity always brings me enjoyment.
I feel like they should be on King of the Hill. Like, that's the vibe I get from them.
And let's see, what are the other episodes that I haven't talked about? Clyde 5? That was just fun. Even though, like, he's really fucking annoying, but it's kind of funny. Rook Tales, that was a thing that happened. Charm School, I loved it because the whole thing was Charmcaster trying to fuck over Cyborg, and then Kevin and Rook just trying to, like, pimp out that car.
It's so like Kevin much. Forgot his own name.
Like, I think Kevin and Rook trying so hard to pimp out that car to keep Ben from wrecking it, only at the end for Magic to just erase it. And just like, aww. Let's see. Mr. Bauman episode, that was just creepy. That was just creepy. I don't. Why is he fucking a fish woman? They don't have vaginas or mermaids.
They have fish tacos. Come on, that was pretty good.
Yeah. The museum episode, that was funny. I love Spanner.
He's clearly Ben's son.
I just love the fact that he just couldn't believe that he's not that kid. It's like, no, you're Spanner. And he's like, no, not sorry. Let's see. The episode with the bros, that was also a thing that happened. I kind of fell asleep watching that one because it
needs more Brachio.
Yeah.
Peace is love, bro.
The episode focusing on Argent, that needed to stop real fast.
That was dumb. Like, they've gotten way more focus on, the Vreedles was the worst thing ever.
Oh, I'm getting
it
to
was
that
like
one.
Vomit the episode.
Argent was like singing, and that just, I didn't know what was happening, why it was happening. Simeon was there for some reason. Like, it just made me sad. Vreedlemania. Now, I did find it funny that their sister's name is Isosceles Right Triangle. Like, it was creepy that Rook, like, got a crush on her. But I just think it's funny that every time I'm going to talk, like, Isosceles Right Triangle. Because they had to say the whole name every time.
The only Vreedl moment that I've ever really liked was when they met Rook and they just said, Ben Tennyson and Associate.
Ben Tennyson and Associate.
That one was better. But, other than that, like, you get that in shows all the time when, like, a writer or somebody has a favorite character or story that gets a little extra attention, but Derek White likes the most annoying things in the show. Like the Vreedles.
Derek White confuses me a lot.
Derek White is, like, such an asshole. He put his own name in the Mad Ben.
Yeah, I saw that.
Episode.
He's listed as art director, but, like, he's apparently got all this input. Like, I don't get how he works on the show. Like, I don't know to what capacity he's working.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like
he's not listed as a director or producer or a writer or anything. He's just listed as an art director. But, like, and he's got all this influence.
It's like he's the showrunner. Like, the way that I read his questions and stuff, it's like he's taken on the role that Dwayne McDuffie had, because I used to go on Dwayne McDuffie's forums all the time when he was answering Ben 10 questions. And it's pretty obnoxious, like, the control he has over it. And I did go back and read through his Ask FM, and like Aristotle said, he said that the whole purpose of the Kevin thing was to get it back on track with the Ben 10,000 timeline, but it's still very well could have been. That Kevin is an alien.
Right.
Because they never stated that Kevin was a mutant. Like I said, even if that was the intention, they never laid it out. So the Alien Force Ultimate Alien writers were left with a pretty decent blank slate for that, which I thought they did well with.
Dwayne McDuffie was all sorts of awesome.
I think that, you know, maybe it's taking a little too extreme, but you know, it was disrespectful, I think, to the writers that worked on it that he's working with. But I also thought it was kind of disrespectful to Dwayne McDuffie, who wrote those storylines, to essentially just rewrite all of his work like that in such a sloppy manner. And it's not like he was fired. He died.
I know, right? And he was black. I don't know why that matters.
It's pretty. Because it's like sadder. when black people die. I don't know. It sounded racist.
I loved how Dr. Psychobos like fucks up their Omnitrixes, so they have to transform each other.
Oh yeah, that was pretty funny. I love Ben 23's name for shit.
And then it's like something you would come up with.
Hey.
Like, and then he's like, "There's nothing you can do to stop this booby trap," and they're like, "Gray matter."
We have frog man, or what is it? Frog yeah. Brain. Brain frog.
It's like, I fix yours, you fix mine. There we go. All better.
It was like a Dutch rudder, but with Omnitrixes. My favorite name is still Vomit Man, though. I wish that was Upchuck's real name.
I like the fact that Eye Guy is still Eye Guy.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that name is pretty lame. And, you know, one thing I do love about Omniverse is... Like Kevin was mentioning, like all the different colors for the Omnitrixes, but I love how creative they are with coming up with all these different designs. Like, not only do we get new aliens and then redesigns of all the other aliens, but we get to see essentially different versions for a lot of the different aliens, which I think is really neat. Because I thought that was one of the drawbacks of Alien Force era was I love the aliens, but they were pretty uncreative in terms of like design sometimes. Like, they always just put the Omnitrix in the center. We didn't get the benefit of, like, seeing how the Ben's clothes would adapt to it differently or where it would put it. And this series has been super creative with that. I love seeing all the different versions of Ben's aliens from the different dimensions. I think that's really cool. I call them Mad Ben's instead of Mohawks.
Today's episode had Ben 10,000 in it.
Oh, yeah?
And we got to see a lot of really awesome mixtures.
I know I've seen there was, like, Big Chuck. I've seen, like, the official artwork for it.
Yeah, Big Chuck is amazing. Like, I love the shit out of Big Chuck.
Giant vomit.
There was a cross between Crash Hopper and Shock Squatch, too.
Crash Squatch?
I think it was Shock Hopper. I don't know 100%.
That's
I don't
pretty
remember,
crazy.
That's cool. What I've liked is that we keep seeing... Like, these last, you know, 10 or so episodes, we've seen, like, most of Ben's aliens. Like, even the random ones, he's used the worst several times. We've gotten Molestash.
Walker Trout kept appearing.
Yeah. Pesky Dust. Molestash, who's like a helicopter mustache.
Molestash.
He's like, oh, dear.
I love Molestash.
The neighborhood.
But yeah, they kept appearing. Yesterday's episode, Tuesday's episode, it introduces a character that you'll instantly connect on how Ben 10,000's mixtures are made. So you'll see that.
That's cool.
That's really neat. Plus, it's a pretty funny character. So yeah, this I don't know how this group of episodes is gonna end.
I think next week's the finale, isn't it?
Next week, Friday is the last Ben 10 episode until, who knows, possibly ever.
Looks like the one next Wednesday was written by Yuri Lowenthal. That's a thing.
Oh, that's cool. That's neat.
Yeah, it's sad. I'm kind of curious where it's going to go. Like, part of me wants a reboot just because of, like, everything is not mostly messy, but everything's pretty complicated now, and how Derek White was kind of messing with things. So part of me wants to see, like, what would a fresh take be like. But I also wouldn't be opposed to them just doing another sequel with maybe some new people behind it.
Just throw him out.
No. I like that if they were to continue it, which I'm thinking they might go towards the full reboot direction, but if they were to continue it, like, I love how it was set up for any art style or changes is instantly explained by Celestial Sapiens just changing it. Like, how many other shows can say that if you change a voice actor or a design or anything, that, oh, it's just Celestial Sapiens messing with stuff?
They got their own in-universe explanation on why things can change suddenly.
That's pretty awesome. Like, Omniverse did a lot of clever things like that, I have to say.
I'm really enjoying these episodes. I get so upset that, like, it's almost over and that we're getting, like, one a day to get rid of it.
It bothers me because I love the one a day. Like, I enjoy waking up in the morning and eating lunch and watching Ben 10. Like, that's my routine.
Waking
now.
Up in the morning and eating lunch.
That's when I wake up.
It describes Brian's life.
It really does.
Uncle Grandpa say, good morning.
I'm tired of that, let me tell you. But I love that a lot. Like, it's great. But then at the same time, at the back of your head, you're going, this luxury is because they're burning off episodes, and this is going to end, and then I'll have no more, and I'm sad.
It's funny for me because I pretty much binge watch them on the weekend, which is why I'm, like, always behind. And, like, I'll watch the 4 or 5 episodes that I have, and then I'll be like, fuck, I want more.
Yeah.
So it's like, it seems weird that there was a time where I'd watch one episode, and now it's like, oh, 5 episodes. We're 6.
Guess who's Fred? Yeah,
it's... For everything the show does that I hate, the show does something that I really enjoy. So,
like when it does,
I always just enjoyed the franchise. It always had fun stories, and I love seeing the alien designs, so I definitely hope that something happens within the next year or so.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Okay, what else? Turtles isn't back yet, unless I forgot it again. I'm terrible at
coming
that.
Coming back tomorrow, Friday, whatever.
Okay, yeah. Hopefully I'll remember it.
Punk Frogs, motherfucker.
Are they in this upcoming episode, or are they just...
I think they're in it. That's the way I understand it, is that they're in it.
Okay, cool.
So I'm looking forward to it.
As far as Korra goes, I only got to see the episode you guys talked about last week. I was unable to watch this week, so like...
I like how I'm like the only person in the universe that has absolutely no problems with a Nick player whatsoever.
Like, during book 3, it was very minor annoyances. Like, occasionally the resolution would go down to like 240p for like 5 seconds, or it would pause. But now it's like, it's constantly stuttering. And, like, it'll pause and not load for a really long time. And then when it comes back, it'll only have loaded, like, 10 seconds. So it took me forever to watch last week's episode where Korra got back to normal. And then this week's, I tried to watch it. But then after, like, 15 minutes, I was 5 minutes in. So I was like, fuck it. And I just haven't been able to get back to it.
Because, like, I will legitimately just sit down, open my laptop, bring it up. It'll start, it'll go through its first commercial, and then it'll go Earthfire, whatever. And I'll pause it, I'll let it load a little bit, and then I'll just play. And it'll play in, like, as near as the HD as the Nick player can get, and for the entire run. I have no problems whatsoever.
Well, you're a lucky one.
I am.
I did this episode, and I got about 14 minutes in, and then it just stopped. And I had to, like, refresh it. And I went through, and then I got to the part with where Julie and Bolin and Varric are fighting in those suits, and literally, like, the quality went from being, like, whatever, I guess, the default is set on, to being, like, to 1P, and I'm like, why?
1P? It's just one color?
Like, it was butt-fucking awful, like...
1P is actually just still images of the, storyboard sketches.
Like, it was really bad. It was really bad quality. And then all of a sudden, like, and then that fight was over, and then it went back to normal. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Like, it really takes you out of it, because Korra can be such an immersive experience, like, between the beautiful animation and the soundtrack. Like, I get really lost in it. And then when it all of a sudden becomes a bunch of pixels and stops, it just really takes you out of it. Like, I wish they were putting it up on Hulu at the same time. It'd be so much nicer.
Hulu.
We're just airing it on TV.
And then, because I was having, like my eyes were hurting or anything last week, I seriously don't remember what I saw. Like, I know I watched last week's episode, but I don't remember. Like, I got to this week, and I'm like, did I miss something? The fuck happened? I know I saw last week's. But, whatever. I know this week, I love Milo. Like, still, Milo was just awesome.
Milo's the best.
I liked how, like, Bolin and Varric both came up at the same time with the decision that that bitch crazy, that bitch be cray-cray. Like, I got something to tell you. And like, Kuvira's crazy. And like, how'd you figure it out? Well, she locked me in this cell because I wouldn't make her a super weapon. Well, she locked me away because I didn't want to go, like, march the army in through a town and conquer it. Like, we're fucked. Like,
I hope Julie's not evil.
I know. I love Julie. Like, what the fuck? I think it's just a ruse. Because it looked like Julie wanted, like, she really wanted some Varric dick. So, I think... Like, you saw that face she made when he saved her. She was like, you saved me, boss. Now give me the D. And so I feel like it's just a ruse to so that way she doesn't go to, like, an internment camp and she can, like, protect him or something. Like, how she's like, guards, do the thing. No, don't do the thing. Like, what the fuck? Click. And a plug in the headset. And what else happened to this? Like I like how they're like, yeah, we just kind of let Kuvira take over, and then she didn't want to walk away.
Our bad. That was a great idea.
Like, our bad. Sorry, guys. Like, oh, okay. But,
I'm setting it up for the sequel series where it's essentially just like the last series, but instead of the Fire Nation, it's the Metal Nation. The Metal Nation attacked.
Like, I spent the entire time, like, in that fight waiting for Bolin to lava bend until he actually did it. I'm like, lava bend, lava bend, lava bend. Please? Like, and then he finally did it. I'm like, sweet. He's lava bending. Varric blamed their loss on Julie. Like,
so Doctor Julie, wouldn't have been very impressed with the lava.
But yeah, I'm really enjoying book four. Like, I want to see what it's building to now.
I can't wait until it comes out on DVD so I can watch it normal.
So I can watch it with normal quality and my penis.
Book 2 came out pretty fast, so...
Yeah, book 3 too.
Yeah, I was actually surprised to see those in the stores that quickly. Like, I was like, oh shit, it's out. What the fuck happened? Normally it takes, like, forever. But, let's see. I'm trying to think of what else happened in this episode that I can talk about. Like, I like how at the end, like, Sue is just going to go, like, murder Kuvira or sleep or something. It's like, fuck this. I take this bitch out.
Fuck it, I'm out. Metal death.
Yeah. It's the most metal death ever. Anything else happen? I don't think it did, though. That's a shame.
Nora stuff did happen, though. It was Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who.
Real quick, I don't know how much you wanted to talk about it, but would it? I don't know what I'm saying.
What?
Okay.
Would it be cool to just wait until next week
to do the finale all at once?
Just do it in big finale chunk.
Yeah,
I mean, I watched it and everything. It's not that.
Yeah,
but...
I watched too.
Like. But, okay, so no Doctor Who. So, Arrow, Brian's in the middle of the lesbian arc.
I love lesbian arcs.
Did you watch tonight's Kevin with Felicity?
No.
Felicity got her own episode.
I know. No, I know the bit. I'm aware. Like, I have Facebook and things. I'm really excited to see it because Felicity's, like, my favorite thing ever.
Hashtag and... bitch with Wi-Fi.
And, like, goth Felicity is just so adorably hot.
Yeah, she kind of is.
Yeah, so, like, I just really want to see that.
I'm very excited to get there.
I still got to see last week's. Like, I just watched.
Everyone, like, I'm behind on Korra. It's like we're all... It's Ramble Time the show, but none of us have watched anything.
So how great was that dress when she was in the Flash episode, huh?
Oh, that was pretty fantastic.
God damn it!
Think that made the episode.
I gotta watch that. God damn it.
Kind of bad now.
But, well, no, like, I'm trying to think where I'm at. On Arrow, I just watched the one with, where they went to Corto Maltese and brought back Thea.
Oh, yeah.
And Laurel met Wildcat, but he's not Wildcat yet. He's just a boxer.
And she's like, she tried to beat up that guy. I was like, oh, Laurel. She failed so adorable. Hard. She failed really hard. I just like watching Thea fight and be all hot. Also, Captain Jack is amazing. Like, I love everything about him.
So you haven't seen the episode with Nisa yet, where she came back?
Yeah, well, she showed up at the end and was like, where's Sarah?
And then, but you haven't seen the episode after that?
No.
Okay. So you're like two behind.
Yeah, I gotta watch last week's and this week's, and then...
Is she gonna be mad that her lesbian lover's gone?
Well, yeah, she's not gonna be happy about it, Brian. She's pretty pissed.
I'm just trying to be a part of the conversation.
She's pretty pissed at Captain Jack.
From what I understand, Sarah is really good at going down on the ladies, so yeah, Nisa is pretty pissed off. Just want to put that out there for everyone, I imagine.
And there was no Flash this week because of the election.
And I'm almost caught up on that. I just got to watch last week's. Flash is just really... fuck you. Flash is really, really good.
It really is. Like there hasn't been an episode I haven't liked yet. Like, the quality's great. And then plus that dress.
I love those. Like, I like the characters a lot. And just, like, kind of just the whole setup of everything. I like how they're showing all the different powers. Like, I know Mist was really cool looking.
Michael Scofield.
Scofield. They had Weather Wizard. the episode I'm on is one with Captain Cold.
Well, there's only episodes, bro. So,
well, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm almost caught up. You can make it sound like there's like five seasons.
Shh,
that works.
I'm almost caught up. But yeah, I'm interested to see where they go from here. I really like Robbie Amell as Firestorm. Even though he's not yet back as Firestorm. I'm like, and he totally doesn't look like Arrow at all. Like, come on, son. You can tell they're really...
He doesn't have facial hair. I don't recognize him.
That's pretty much what it is. It's the Clark Kent approach to the looks. Let's give him some glasses. He'll be fine.
It reminds me of Mystery Men, where he's like... Oh, what was his name? Fucking Captain Amazing, and what was the other guy's name?
Cal?
Lance Hunt? Was it Lance Hunt? No, that's not right. Well, he was like, it makes no sense. He wears glasses, and Captain Amazing doesn't. He wouldn't be able to see. Mystery Men.
That's a good movie.
It really is. I love that movie.
We were talking about Arrow. That's what I forgot to talk about. I don't know why I thought about this, but Brandon Routh. He's, like, just so amazing as... what the fuck? Ray Palmer. Like, and it's just so funny. Like,
I hate the scenes where I really like him because I hate him because he's Shaw. And I'm waiting for him to do something bad. By the end of the season, he's going to drug Felicity and try to dump her in a lake and Oliver's going to have to shoot her. But then he's going to come back as a fucking intersect.
Like, and I liked how, like, she's trying to talk to all these people at one time and he's just standing there and... because I guess she has the big office now, and she's like, yeah, long story. She just doesn't want to tell him. And actually, the whole fight in Corto Maltese, where Oliver ran the gun. I didn't say I couldn't use a gun. Oh, Roy. I didn't think they could make a show that was this awesome, as both of these are. Turned out I was wrong, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty great. Like, TV's crazy good right now.
I'm just real excited to see where both of them are going and how they're going to cross over. And because we all know they're crossing over at least one more time, because they've already said it. And just to see where they're taking each of the plots and how they're going to cross over more and interact with each other.
I'm curious just to see how it plays out because of how Flash is a little more fantastical and Arrow's a bit more grounded. And while they're in the same universe, they still sort of tend to stay to that. Like, I don't remember what it was, but there was an interview where someone asked about something in Arrow, and they said, well, because we have Flash now, we're going to keep. They're going to keep. They essentially said they're going to keep Arrow in this sort of grounded area it's in, where it's. It's not like completely like super gritty, realistic. Yeah, but,
Adam.
Yeah, that might have been it. But they're going to keep it slightly more grounded since they have Flash as this, like, you know, outlet for like the more superpowered stuff. So
yeah, but I like how it kind of gives at least some kind of an excuse explanation as to how these people have these abilities with the yeah. particle accelerator fucking up. And then I really want to see, like, where, you know, Zach Braff's brother is, you know, what he's doing, why he, looks like he set up the thing to happen that way, to, like, fuck shit up. Because you see him spying on Barry in his lab and everything, and so you saw him getting struck by lightning. What is next? Dawson, do you want to talk about Supernatural?
Are you caught up on it?
No. I'm actually kind of far behind. I think I've only seen two episodes, and I don't even know if I've seen into the third. I remember starting the third episode. I don't know how far into the episode we are. Like, I don't know if we saw the whole thing and just didn't delete it. Like, I fell asleep part of the way through, and it just ran its course through the rest of the episode. Because when I went to it, it didn't say resume. So I don't know how far into it we are. So, like, we have to go and do an investigation. And I didn't want to do that, so we just watched more Flash and Arrow.
It's a full investigation. There's lots of paperwork. It's pretty obnoxious.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to try and figure out, like, where I was. I said, let's just watch more Arrow and Flash. Fuck it.
But you've seen the first two.
Yeah, like, where Demon Dean's just going around fucking chicks and screwing around with Crowley.
Pretty much. Like, so didn't that episode end with Sam finally capturing him? No. Oh, that's three.
That was three. Okay. I remember seeing part of it. He's trying to find him. I like how Crowley is like, what the fuck? This isn't good. And he's trying to go get help for him. And they kind of have that dynamic together. Instead of being like Sam and Dean, it's Crowley and Dean.
Yeah, it's really funny, like, and he's like, when he's talking to Sam, and he's like, Dean Winchester completes me.
I like how he refers to him as not Moose.
Yeah, I love that, like, in his phone.
Like, he's so set on this Moose and Squirrel thing. Like, it's something that we just call him Moose and Squirrel. But he's so set on him, on the Moose and Squirrel reference, that he just, and they didn't even call him Squirrel. He just calls him not Moose.
Yeah, that was a pretty great moment. Like, when he was on that, like, human blood binge and, like, his phone rings and it just says not Moose. But Demon Dean is really great, and it's a shame he's not lasting longer, at least so far.
Yeah.
Unless he comes back.
I don't know. Those kind of things, they usually don't get rid of too quickly. So it'll probably be one of those things like, oh, like, you thought you cured me, but you really didn't, and you have to do something else. Because the mark is still there, from what I understand. Yeah,
they talked about how they're going to, like, in the couple of interviews I read, they're going to have to deal with the mark of Cain. But it just seems like, I mean, the show tends to not mess with the status quo for very long. Which is fine, in the sense that I'm totally fine with Sam and Dean getting back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's based on. It's based on the brothers going around
yeah.
the country fighting demons and killing shit.
But I was just hoping that Demon Dean would last a little bit longer, because it's such a good potential for storyline, and he was doing so well with it. And they let Soulless Sam go for so long, and I didn't really care for Soulless Sam after a while.
Well, I almost feel like they're going to do something with it like they did with when Sam was all about the drink and the demon blood. Where, like, it fuck with him, and then they get him off it for a while, and so you think he's cured, but he's really not, and he's just kind of like, and then he falls off the wagon, and he ends up back on it, and it, like, that might be what they're gonna do kind of with Demon Dean, is where, like, he's got the mark, so it's gonna influence him, so maybe he comes back like partially Demon Dean, and...
Well, as of right now, they cured him, so I'm not, or at least apparently...
But it might be something like that, where, like, it kind of comes back, or it's still, like, he might be, like, you know, he appears to be cured, but it's still going to be something of a, you know, of an, like, an internal struggle.
Well, the mark made him really volatile. Like, you remember when what was it? Gadriel was like trying to make an alliance with him, and then all of a sudden Dean just started slashing at him.
Yeah, like, he just started beating the fuck out of him. Well, and then that one episode, like this season, where like Crowley told him, "All right, you just gotta go collect on this contract. You just go kill the guy we contracted, you know, or like you know whoever it is, and then we get this guy's soul and you complete the deal." It's like, "Ugh." And then instead, he kills the guy who made the contract.
Yeah,
I was like,
"He fucked that up."
I don't think you understand. No contract, no soul. It's like,
and
I got
Dean
to kill
just
someone.
Not give a fuck.
Like Demon Dean just doesn't care. Like I got to kill someone. I don't fucking care who it was. I'm like, oh, all right, that's what we're doing.
Like Demon Dean was so much more entertaining than Soulless Sam.
Like. Well, that's because Soulless Sam was just angry Sam.
Like it was so dumb. Like, at first it was like, something's off with him. And then they had, like, a bit for, like, an episode, the fairy episode, where it was like, he didn't understand social cues anymore. And then it was just obnoxious after that. But, like,
it was just pissed off Sam. That's all it was.
Pretty much.
Like,
creepy
there was
Sam.
Nothing special about it. It was just, oh, Sam's pissed off. Okay.
I thought it was a dumb storyline to do. To kick off season 6, since we spent 5 seasons with Something's Wrong with Sam. So it was just like, can we ever just leave Sam alone? So that's why I'm glad now that it's Dean getting to have something happen to him.
Yeah, he's the one being all fucked up now, and you know, we gotta be concerned about him for a change.
What I thought was funny is that Sam was trying so hard to find Dean when he thought it was just his body. When he thought Dean was dead, but it was just some demon that possessed him, and he was like hunting him down like crazy, torturing people and forcing demon deals. But when Dean was stuck in purgatory, he just went off and got a dog.
He went like, off, got him a bitch, he got him a dog, and was like, all right, well, we're done with this.
Like, that was so annoying. It's like, you were going after him when you just thought it was his body. But when he was stuck in purgatory, which was just awful, he didn't look for him at all. It's like, this is terrible. Like, that's one thing I'm hoping comes out of this storyline, is that like, Sam sort of gains more of an appreciation for his brother, I guess, just because I was really annoyed last season when Sam was pissed at Dean for making that deal with Gadriel for reviving him, and he kept saying like, how he wouldn't save Dean and how Dean was doing it selfishly.
Like, every time Sam has been in trouble, Dean, like, goes out of his way to save him. He made the deal in season 2 to save him. He, you know, he made the deal with Gadriel to save him.
See, that's what pissed me off, was he said that Dean was selfish and wanting to bring Sam back always, but he literally went to hell for him. Like, he was willing to sell his soul and go to hell just to bring Sam back. So that it just really bothered me how Sam was, like, really annoyed that Dean was saving him and said that he wouldn't save him.
He goes to all these lengths, and then something happens to Dean, and Sam's like, well, that was fun. Moving along. Moving along.
Yeah, so I was really hoping that this storyline will sort of even it out a little bit, because I always feel like these last few years Sam's been kind of annoying, which is just annoying.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if he did all those trials to try and like close hell, and so I don't know if that's got any kind of effect on them at all, or if that was just something they did. Like, I don't know. But
I don't know. I mean, maybe part of the purpose of that was A, they sort of – that was another thing is like at the end of season 8 after he did the trials, they kind of had a lot of tension during that season and they sort of made up after that. And then season 9 started the fighting all over again.
Yeah.
But he did say that the trials purified him. I'm assuming that means they got rid of his demon blood.
Yeah, if I got rid of the demon blood and the any connection he had with that. But – and then, meanwhile, while all this shit's going on, then there's the angels, and they're back in heaven now. And then they need a leader or something, because they can't handle not having someone to tell them what to do, because you know they're angels; they're just a bunch of followers. And so then they like Castiel. He's like, "No, I can't be your leader."
He's too busy lying around. being sick because he's losing that stolen grace.
And then they're like, so what about your grace? I don't know. I guess I'm just going to die. I want to kill angels for their grace. Like, but we need you not to die.
Well, you're kind of the main character. Angels.
Yeah.
You're kind we just of... put you on regular status again this year, so you need to get up.
We need you to stay alive. Well, I guess I'll have to figure something out. Okay.
I think it's kind of funny that, like, in the early seasons, Cass was, like, getting used to human customs, and now he's sort of teaching the angels.
The other angels. Like,
yeah.
Well, I thought it was funny when Metatron put all that, like, book and movie and everything knowledge in him.
Oh, yes.
And then he's like, I understand that.
Because like, he caught some sort of reference like immediately after that the Dean made about Star Wars or something.
Yeah, and then he's like, whoa. Like, and then it surprised Dean, like, you got a Star Wars reference? Like, yeah. Yeah? There's a lot that's happened.
Did you get to the episode where they had to, like, stay at some lady's house because she was repairing their car?
No.
Oh, okay, because that's, like, part of the episode where I can't remember her name. Oh, Hannah, there we go. He's sort of, like, teaching her, like, how to interact.
Oh, yeah. He's got, remember, Hannah, like, the angel Hannah. I thought she was talking about Dean and Sam.
No, he hasn't, well, he does arrive there now, but.
And pronouns confuse me. but no, like, I remember. What do I remember? I don't know. I gotta figure it out.
They crashed that car. Yeah, crashed his
car. Cass yells down with that chick. Yeah, Cass. Yeah, he can't really drive. But they got the chick Hannah, and they're trying to figure out what the fuck to do.
I'm trying to figure out if she's Hannah Montana or not.
Yeah, or she's just Miley Cyrus and is a wrecking ball.
But they have a lot of interesting storylines like going on right now. Like, there's the thing with Dean with Marka Cain and. Cass's Grace storyline, and then that whole plot of that guy that is out to get Dean because he killed his dad.
Yeah, like, it's actually kind of nice to have multiple storylines running at one time, as opposed to just, like, overarching story, and then, what, you know, in the background, and then whatever the, like, thing they're killing this week is. Which is kind of what you had, like, in the first few seasons. And, I mean, even somewhat towards, like, you know, 6 and 7 and everything, it was like, there's the background story, and then, okay, what are we killing this week?
The last episode was a case of the week. But they brought back the werewolf girl from that episode where it was filmed from the perspective of those kids.
Oh, yeah.
And, but it was kind of one of those episodes, which they tend to do a lot, where they relate the situation of the case sort of to what's going on with the brothers. And it was actually a pretty good episode.
Yeah, they do that a lot because, and I guess because that's the whole bit of the show is the brothers, but that should be interesting. Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to catch up this weekend, hopefully, and I'll get through and we can catch up on everything.
Yeah, it's only a few episodes.
Well, but I mean, I'm not just Supernatural. I just mean like Arrow and Flash.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, just catch up on all those shows together and be ready for next week. Because we have, two Arrows, one Flash, and I think, like, 3 Supernatural. So, you know, we can get all that taken care of and be caught up, and I can kind of... Then we can have an even better discussion.
The Nick episode cooperate, so I can watch Korra.
Yeah, I guess you need to watch Korra. Korra is pretty awesome.
And then we're not all, like, on a different episode.
That's how we are right now with everything else, is we're all on a different episode. Brian's way back in season 2 of Arrow. Like, I'm 3 weeks ago. I think, you know, you're in Europe, you watch Tonight's. Like, we're all in a different spot on every episode. On every show. It makes for a really Except interesting Pokemon. Ramble time. Except Pokemon. We got that covered. Fucking Pokemon has, like just the worst case of filler ever. Like, where the whole show is goddamn filler. We're caught up on that, though. We're all caught up together.
I'm not even Ben 10, because I have a weird schedule for when I watch it.
Yeah, I got 3 episodes still to watch, all this week's.
I don't even think... Is there any other shows we talk about? I don't think so.
Ben 10. He's a kid and he wants to have fun. Because when you need a superhero, he gets the job done. Ben 10. The device that he wears on his arm. He continues to save the world from harm. When trouble is taking place, he gets right in his face. Ben 10. Lives are on the line. It's hero time. Ben 10. What it does, it makes that like weird noise. I don't know why the fuck it does that.
I don't know. It's life.
I don't know. Do we talk about anything else?
No.
Aerosol did a 5-minute solo rant about Gotham. That was fun that one time.
I don't think I was here for that.
No, you weren't. You were off, like, touching yourself.
Probably.
I was scrolling through my DVR and I realized that 7 episodes of Gotham were right. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Actually, the last episode was, like, really good. No,
I don't even record that show. I don't... I just said fuck it. I don't care.
It's kind of a slow build, but like I enjoy it for the most part, and like episode 7 was really good.
Well, that's cool, I guess.
The casting is like perfect for it. The Penguin is pretty awesome. And he's from South Harbor Institute of Technology. That's where the Penguin comes from.
He's a shit sandwich.
Exactly. All right, I guess now it's time for
final thingies! I got a thingy and it's not final.
I never saw that coming.
No way.
So next week will be the Facebook question return, if I remember to put it up, hopefully. It's like a 50-50 chance.
What is it?
Villain. Favorite villain.
Oh, okay.
So Power Rangers.
I don't know where you're on.
But yeah, so look forward to that. I don't think I have any other announcements.
Okay, well,
someone just healed the Pokemon.
No,
thank you. Come again.
Healed them with bonus.